Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA on WOTUS. Back on that in just a moment.
Superior Livestock presents the Bell Ringer Auction, January 14th and 15th in Denver. Offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Start each day with the Superior Sunrise at 6:30, followed by the sale at 7. Yearling steers, heifers, and Holsteins sell on Thursday, with all breeding stock selling on Friday. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to view the complete listing, videos of each lot, or for more information. Or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Auction, January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
It doesn't have the force of law, but it does send a strong message from the Congress to the White House to the EPA regarding waters of the U.S. So says Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. What we're talking about, a resolution already passed by the Senate being voted on this week by the House regarding waters of the U.S.
This House vote is a priority issue for NCBA here at the beginning of 2016. It's very important that the House of Representatives follow the lead of the U.S. Senate by passing this resolution of disapproval. By doing so, it sends a very clear signal to the President that Congress is not happy with the Waters United States rule and that they want to see it go away or be significantly changed. So I think it's just another step in our continuing effort to try to ultimately kill the Waters United States rule.
Woodall says that he is thankful that the Sixth Circuit Court out of Cincinnati has the nationwide stay in place right now against WOTUS, but he says at best that's temporary.
Producers really need to understand that this stay is temporary, and so while it is providing us a little relief, it is not relief that we're going to be able to rely upon. In order to make sure that we take this threat away and protect producers and make sure that EPA cannot come on your land, Congress has to act and they have to stop this rule. This motion or effort to try to do the resolution of disapproval is one step in the overall process, but there's still more that Congress is going to have to do in order to ultimately win, because the last thing we want is for this to linger in the courts for 4 to 5 years and ultimately leave our entire fate to a decision that could go as high as the Supreme Court.
Colin Woodall, who says it's really important that cattle producers keep pushing on their lawmakers when it comes to issues related to EPA.
It's a function of Congress that the wins that you have are fleeting, because just as soon as they come back, they start on other issues, and there are always things out there that continue to threaten or impact cattle producers. And EPA rules and regulations definitely lead that list, and I think will continue to lead that list throughout 2016. That's why we need to make sure that we stay on top of it and get congressional action to push back, because without that congressional action, the president is going to spend a lot of time trying to put more rules and regulations on top of it. So that's why we need to get this vote. It needs to be successful, and we need to make sure that the president takes full ownership of this issue. If the House and Senate both pass this resolution of disapproval, which we expect, it's going to require the president to think long and hard about his next actions and to understand that he is getting a very clear signal from Congress that the actions EPA have taken so far have been the wrong ones.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall talking WOTUS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.